It is coming up to about 44 minutes past eight. We're right near the end of the show, but I do want to talk about SharkNet trials. Now, you'd remember a few years back when the north coast of New South Wales, I guess the term we could use is gripped by shark hysteria. There was a series of incidents occurred at beaches around Ballina and Evans Head, and that kind of spike triggered a hugely fierce debate about the role of the government in protecting swimmers from sharks. Now, in response to that, state government opted to install five new nets at beaches in the area. This is way back in 2016. Have a little test of them. 2 years later, data from the second season of the trial has been released. And, well, let's be blunt here, conservationists are pretty damn appalled with the results. Now, producer Jack's gone and having a little bit of a look at that. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nick.
Also, welcome back. It's the first time I've seen you for 2018. This is fantastic. What's been happening with the results? Break it down for us.
Yeah, so it's not good reading for marine scientists and conservationists who have been expressing concerns about how shark nets catch a lot of harmless marine species. So this latest trial ran through November and December in 2017 of these five nets, which are in this council area up around Ballina. And the big issue was there was a lot of what they call bycatch, which is non-target species, so species that are not considered dangerous sharks, which are bull sharks, tiger sharks, and white sharks. So of the total amount of species that got caught up in the nets, there was just one bull shark, so one target species.
One. Like one. Not one species or one bull shark?
One bull shark. That's the total.
One solitary shark. Okay,
yes. All right. So one bull shark and 27 harmless species, so 27 bycatch species. So they included several marine turtles, rays, and other harmless sharks, including a critically endangered grey nurse shark, which thankfully was freed by workers. However, there's concern with grey nurse sharks because they often often die after stress-related incidents. So the Humane Society's international marine scientist, Jessica Morris, she's described the results as a complete disaster. This kind of level of bycatch is just really not an acceptable kind of collateral for this idea of protecting swimmers from sharks.
Yeah, 27 to 1 is not exactly great odds. And hang on, this is actually quite similar to results we've seen from trials back in 2016, isn't it?
Yeah, so the same series of nets were trialled over a year period back in 2016. And in that trial, just 9 of the 275 animals caught, or about 3%, were target sharks on that occasion. So again, these nets caught 98 largely harmless non-target sharks, 165 rays, 5 marine mammals, and 10 marine reptiles. And 56 of these non-target species were vulnerable marine species, with, again, 6 grey nurse sharks unfortunately perishing in the nets.
That is absolutely shocking.
Mm. Yeah, so there are those that argue in defence of shark nets that, you know, these nets deter the sharks from swimming into swimming areas, but really, I think the average person would say this kind of collateral death of harmless marine species isn't really acceptable to reduce what is already a very low risk of shark attacks.
Well, yeah, you say low risk, but remind me, because there weren't actually... I mean, how many shark attacks did actually take place back in 2015 when we got all excited and head up about it?
Yeah, so in that northern New South Wales area around Ballina, there were actually 5 incidents over about a 12-month period in 2014-15.
Okay.
There were 2 tragic fatalities, unfortunately, and the most recent attack was a bite of a 17-year-old surfer back in September 2016, and that series of attacks really divided opinion in the Ballina community. However, marine scientists they really kind of made the point that nets are not an effective means of reducing shark attacks.
No,
in reality, and honestly, the bycatch is not. It's not an acceptable level of bycatch, really, to justify the
installation. It's got to be hard to justify that. That's crazy. And look, you know, 5 is clearly, that's actually a really big spike for a 12-month period.
Yeah.
That's huge. And so we'll give them that. But
it is really hard to pinpoint how sharks behave and where they're going to move and why there are certain concentrations in certain areas at certain times. That's not an exact science at this time.
No.
But there are actually more and more new techniques which do not kill other innocent. Oh, well, all marine animals are innocent, but
yes,
they don't kill these harmless species. There are new kind of drone techniques and surveying techniques and new electronic techniques underwater to monitor sharks. So technology hopefully replaces these kind of barbaric old methods of installing big old nets.
I mean, we've talked about some of the drone techniques on this show. It's all automated. It's quite remarkable. Drone can actually pick the outline of a shark from other marine life, send the alert when it needs to be sent. It's actually quite cool. But there's still like, I mean, what are the chances of being attacked by a shark? I mean, my memory of it is it's wildly low.
Yeah, it's always been low and it's still very low. So there has been a small rise in Australian shark attacks from an average of 6.5 incidents per year between 1990 and 2000 to 15 incidents per year over the past decade.
Right.
But this kind of just coincides with increasing human population and more people using the water, more people getting out there to surf. So
yeah, well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? More people in the water means more risk.
It's not exactly a statistical anomaly.
No.
But to put it into perspective, shark attacks are really so infrequent that you're actually more likely to be accidentally suffocated or strangulated in bed by your by your sheets. There were 8 deaths.
Shouldn't laugh at that. That's awful. Sorry.
That's
shouldn't
very
laugh
sad.
At all. Sorry, that is sad.
Or falling off a chair would be a more common way to die as well. Obviously, these stats don't take away the trauma and tragedy
of
people
not.
That are involved in attacks, but it gives you a bit of perspective about the scale of the risk and the scale of the response, which has had really a devastating impact on marine ecosystems and on endangered species off the northern coast.
It's really quite shocking. So I, a couple of years ago, had the honour of meeting Paul De Gelder. Now, he's the Navy clearance diver who got an arm and leg taken by a bull shark quite famously a few years back in Sydney Harbour. He's now very, very pro-shark conservationism.
Right.
He's like gone completely the other way. He's pointed out just how unbelievably rare that was. And he's actually become a really positive voice for protecting sharks. And I think that's incredible.
Yeah, they're a magnificent animal and they play a really important role in ocean ecosystems. So it's really a bit of kind of human arrogance to assume that we have to make ocean ecosystems perfectly safe for our activities and our surfing cultures.
Wildly
really, it's
so.
The home of sharks and thousands of other marine animals that we should be looking after.